Andy, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight. 'Cause I'm so lonely, Andy, I need your gloving. Got to have fuzzy gloving. Andy, I need your gloving. Got to have fuzzy gloving. Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man to pledge. Than weak I'd rather be, if it means having you to keep. 'Cause lately I've been losing sleep. Andy, I need your gloving. Got to have fuzzy gloving. Andy, I need your gloving. Got to have fuzzy. Wednesday nights, I call your name.
Sometimes yeah, you just move that mic around however you want, because you're in the studio now.
Andy, I need your loving. Got to have your fuzzy gloving.
I need your gloving. I need your gloving. Got to have your fuzzy gloving.
Great. I'm so glad I made the trip in.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
It's been been 14 months since you've been here.
It feels exactly like 14 months. Not any longer, but not any shorter.
Oh, it's so much better than you being on Skype.
I forgot how damn handsome you were.
Thank you.
Maybe you have something to say about me.
Yeah. I forgot the same about you.
I'm kidding. No, this is great. We're two double vaccinated guys.
Yep. And we're starting off an evening of all double vaccinated DJs coming back. Tonight's the first night in 14 months that every DJ is going to be live from the studio.
Fantastic. I know that matters to you. Who else would care about that?
Yeah, you're right. Not
no,
me.
I know you. I know. I see your name on the list.
Yeah.
It's not a long list.
I'm at the top of the list.
You are the list. But okay, so that's great. And
yep.
We have Olivia with us tonight. She's going to help us with our little show tonight.
Yep. Did you find a working pair of headphones, Olivia?
I did.
Oh, geez. Oh, hang on. There you
can
go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. There we go.
I found a pair.
Oh, great. And why is it that we need Olivia tonight?
Well, because we're going to have a contest. You and I will be blindfolded. So we need someone to keep us honest. And I wanted a woman because women are, they're simple, guileless creatures. They're honest creatures.
You think women don't lie.
Women don't lie.
Yeah.
I think they want to lie, but they just can't.
Right. So you've never seen Fox News and...
I've never seen a woman... There's never been a confirmed... Interesting fact. Never been a confirmed case of a woman lying.
Huh. Well, I think there have been plenty of female criminals who've served time for...
Yeah, but they all cop to it.
I think
they couldn't lie about it.
I don't think so. Sante Kimes did.
It's just my experience.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. So we're going to be totally in the dark.
We're going to literally be blindfolded, totally in the dark.
We forgot about the headphones.
I didn't forget about the headphones.
Okay.
Why? So. What do you care if it's a little muffled?
No. Oh, no.
It'll be on the outside of
the blindfold should go over the headphones.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm not going to negotiate where the blindfolds go. But if you're ever kidnapped while you're on the air, make sure you tell the terrorist, please blindfold over the headphones.
Terrorists don't offer headphones anymore.
They don't offer that service?
No, not anymore. They charge extra for it. So
that's why they're called terrorists.
That's right.
How's your 14 months, buddy?
It's been
a long, cold, lonely winter.
It's been pretty interesting. Yeah, it's been pretty stressful and difficult.
And I'm thanks for showing me around all the new stuff in the building.
Yeah, well, you didn't want to see all the new stuff in the building.
I saw the what did I see? What's new?
You saw the new Skeleton Crew painting.
Oh yeah, new painting.
Yeah,
yeah. In lieu of extra money, they offered you. They had Ken had his daughter draw a picture of you.
Well,
yeah. So that was the choice he made.
It's a picture.
I could pay you some extra money, but you know what? We're going to do something even more special. I'm going to have my daughter draw a picture of you.
And it's not even.
Hey,
really...
how many artists submitted bids for that job, by the way, before your daughter got the job?
None.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Now that's a nice painting of the skeleton.
She was going to charge extra for clothing and faces, so that's why they're skeletons.
But now, which one's Olivia? Are you one of the skeletons?
You can't tell which skeleton is the female. You cannot tell.
It's the one that's not lying.
There's such a difference in the female pelvic bone from the male pelvic bone, but you didn't notice that.
I didn't. I got a glimpse of it. I didn't see it.
Okay. So what are we? So explain more what we're doing, because we're also having a contest while we're blindfolded.
Okay,
for one thing, it's going to be very difficult for me to.
It's going to be a challenge.
Put calls on the air.
Okay.
I know that.
I know you're going to be kind of groping and guessing. And the fun part of this, Olivia and listeners, is Ken won't know. You know, when callers call, there's no audible phone ringing.
Right. Because the world was built for sighted people.
Yeah. That's right.
Which
five-sided people.
It sucks.
Four-sided people. Well, we're going to get a little, maybe you and I will grow a little empathy during the hour. Maybe we'll be able to sympathize with the sight-impaired people.
And a tail?
And a what?
Empathy and a tail?
Yeah, maybe we'll grow a tail, too. Now, I've been on the air here blind with rage, but I've never been literally blinded.
I've never been blind on the air before.
No, I've never. No, it's gonna be a trip, baby.
Okay, and then we're doing.
I believe I'm using that term correctly.
And then we're doing time checks during. We also have $20 that we're wagering.
Put your money out. Okay, wait. Give it to Olivia.
I don't have the money on me.
Oh, come on. I'll wait.
It's upstairs.
I'll wait.
I'm not running upstairs.
Olivia, run upstairs.
No, I'm not running upstairs to get my money.
I don't. Okay.
I have it. I definitely have a 20.
I'm not leaving without it.
I have,
you have
a 20
it upstairs?
In my wallet upstairs.
All right, I'm giving it to Olivia, and I'll tell you why I trust her. They're simple, guileless people. It's a simple, guileless gender.
What does that mean, guile?
Guileless.
And what does guile or guileless mean exactly?
It means that they're by nature, honest,
trusting?
Trustworthy. And honest, yeah.
Trusting.
Well, I guess innocent.
Suckers.
Guess.
They're suckers.
I guess innocent. Naive. There's a naivety to them, which I love. I'm saying I love it, Olivia.
So you're calling Olivia a sucker. And you're giving her your money.
I'm saying they have a childlike innocence. Don't you agree that a guy here, you wouldn't trust 100%?
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah. That's good. How's that working for you?
It's a disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, you know what? I just realized the fatal flaw.
What?
We're going to be blindfolded.
Yeah.
We're going to be, where each of us will try to guess what time it is or how much time's elapsed.
Right.
We're going to ask our listeners to call and try to mess with our heads.
Right.
We haven't memorized the phone number.
Oh, I've memorized the damn phone number.
No.
Yes,
every digit?
Every single digit.
Oh, then we're okay.
Yeah, then we're good.
Oh, then we're fine.
So let's get going. Let's get going.
Okay, Olivia. Okay, we're going to blindfold Ken first. And the reason I want to see you blindfold Ken is because the last time we had a show blindfolded, he cheated. And he'll cop to it.
Well, no, we weren't blindfolded, but we eliminated all the clocks.
Oh, that's right. But how did you cheat? Hey, give me your cell phone. I don't want your cell phone buzzing. How do I turn this? Wait, should we turn these off?
No, let's just give them to Olivia.
Okay, yes, because she's a simple guileless.
Okay, taking my glasses off.
That's right. It would be stupid to keep your glasses on while you're being blindfolded.
Right, and I'm ready to be blindfolded.
Okay, the black WFMU t-shirt is going over Ken's eyes. Okay,
yep,
and they're being clamped in the back.
Can't see nothing.
Oh, I wish we had a picture of this. Oh, you know, this is a little disappointing because I've looked forward all year to looking at your face for a full hour.
You really?
Yeah.
And then this is Andy's idea.
This
that
is me. Just to make sure the t-shirt / blindfold stays on, we're putting packing tape around his head. And you'll do the same for me. You'll do the same for me.
Do I just go
over
there?
Yeah, I'll just hold it so you can hold it. There you go. You'll do the same for me.
That's pretty tight.
Good.
Damn.
Yeah, good. Okay, I'll hold it. No, no, you got to go all the way around. If you don't go all the way around. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
That sounds great on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really, really great.
If you're going, by the way, a little tip, Olivia and Ken, if you're going to fart, do it while I'm pulling the tape out. It will mask
thank
the
you.
Sound. It will mask the sound.
Oh, man, I wish I had known that when you were pulling it before.
Exactly.
You,
it's an old radio trick. Oh, that's why you sometimes hear old guys on the radio. I got to pull some tape real quick.
Gotcha.
And that's what they're doing.
Okay, so I'm in the dark. I'm blindfolded.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it here.
I'm blindfolded. I think I know where everything is. I'm looking for that button. There's number two.
Yeah.
Number three. Number
okay,
four.
And you can do this to me too. Over
number
the nose.
Number six.
Over the nose. Okay. Are you really in the dark?
I'm really in the dark. One.
Okay.
Two.
Nice and tight. Okay.
Third fader. Fourth fader. Fifth fader. Sixth fader.
You got to put it back. Where,
so this is the fader.
Okay, so now Ken is feeling the board.
Oh, hey, Olivia, will you just make sure that that all three of our microphones are in mono on the board? I forgot to do that.
Oh, shoot, you're asking her because I can't read the word mono?
What happened? What happened?
Oh,
no.
Okay. Oh, no. We're using that tape. She's going to put it back. We're using that tape. She's going to put it back.
Ah, jeez.
Okay, she's going to put it back.
Oh, man, I hit a button that I shouldn't have hit.
Okay, hold on. Is there anything?
Oh, there we go. I did it. I got the headphones back. Blind.
Yeah, good.
Oh, man, what a feeling of accomplishment.
Okay, as long as you're happy, Kenny.
Yeah.
All right, let me take my hat off.
I'm very happy.
And now I'm going to be blindfolded.
Okay.
You can do the same thing to me. Wait, Ken, you can't look down, can you?
No.
All right, pull it kind of. Wait, is it under Ken's nose? Wait, hold on. I'm now happy. Okay. There it is. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Olivia, and then you can tape me,
too.
Oh,
no. How come I'm not hearing dial tone? Oh,
well,
no.
Well, you're pushing the wrong button, Kenny.
That's terrible. Okay. Why no dial tone?
Well, maybe Olivia can help you get started. Can try to fix it blind.
I am.
What if you were a sightless person?
Okay. Tape.
This is... Okay. So now I have my blindfold on, and now it's being taped securely. This is pretty dark. Okay, I get it. Does it go all the way around? You got to go all the way around just to be safe. I don't want it to. I think at least one piece of tape, Olivia, has to go all the way.
Okay.
Okay, so you can do that. Okay.
Well, let me put one more on.
I think it should be a nice long one all the way. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I don't even know if I'm on mic. Am I, Kenny?
Yeah, you're on mic.
Okay. Here's how it's going to
work. Damn it!
What?
I can't get a call on the air.
Okay, you'll figure it out, Ken. I believe in you. Can I finish a sentence, please? You're going to love the end of this sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Olivia. And by the way, Ken, don't use the fact that you're blindfolded and feeling around the control panel as an excuse to start feeling Olivia. Oh, excuse me, Olivia.
Jesus.
Oh, I couldn't help it, Olivia. I'm blindfolded. I know you've been...
You got it on.
Okay. Boy, I really am blindfolded. All right. Now, Olivia, you have to keep us honest and confirm that we're staying blindfolded. And the idea is this. Oh, damn. I didn't know what time it was.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
It sounds like
if
I got
help,
it. It sounds like I got it.
And then dial your operator. Thank you.
Oh, I neglected to check the time as I was being blindfolded.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, shoot. Thank you. Did you put the tape back? You took the tape away.
Okay, Olivia, put the tape where it was.
You took the tape away
She's
from...
putting it back. She's putting it back.
Okay.
Okay, if
where
you're
was
just...
it exactly?
Okay, it was around
over.
It was around the red button.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. Smooth as silk. Smooth, baby. All right, here's the plan. Here's the idea. Okay, I'll wait, Ken.
How come it's so low? It's just so soft.
No, it's very loud for me.
It is?
Yeah, very loud.
Yeah, it's loud for me.
It's loud for Olivia and I.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I think I got it.
Okay. The idea is this. Ken, just for the love of God, Ken.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can just talk for a minute?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try it again. The idea is this. Ken and I are completely blindfolded. Olivia's here to keep us honest. We're going to take calls, and we'll get to that in a minute. But
just practicing.
Okay. Olivia, I want to punch Ken. Am I aiming toward him?
No, don't.
Not
don't.
At
am
all.
What?
You're not anywhere close.
Am I a few degrees away?
You're should in I the rotate? Wrong angle. Yeah,
should rotate. I rotate to the right? I just want to hit him in the arm.
You're close. You
am I?
No, you'll never reach me.
Am I close?
Sort of, yeah.
Don't do it.
You're warm. There we go.
Ow.
There.
Ow.
There. Oh, man, I've been waiting all year for that. Okay.
That's really.
Oh, sorry, Ken. I'm blindfolded. I just bumped into you by accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, man, you're really distorting. Okay.
Okay, so, okay, because I'm not near the mic. Here, this is better.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, I found the mic by touch.
Oh, good.
That's how blind people have
really?
To do
really? Did you do it by touch?
Yeah, that's how sightless people
by
have
touch,
to,
you say.
Maybe now you're getting a little sympathy for people that are handicapped like that.
I had no problem of, you know, having empathy before, to be honest.
Okay, well, it doesn't come naturally to me.
What happened?
Wait, what do you mean what happened? Well, it's hard for me to feel empathy naturally. I have to work at it because, as you and Olivia know, I'm a racist.
Right.
So that makes it harder for me.
I know you're. I don't like the white power stuff. I know that you find great fulfillment.
Well, I have to do the white power stuff because I'm a racist.
Right.
It comes with the territory.
How come there's no dial tone there?
Okay, can I finish? Here's what we're going to do. Every few minutes, either Ken or I will just be able to call for a time check. We'll say the word time check. And when we do, Ken and I... Jesus, man.
Is it that loud for you? Because I can hardly hear it.
It's very loud for me and Olivia.
Really loud.
Wow. Oh, that's so weird.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to try to finish the sentence again. It's kind of exciting. This is actually dramatic.
Go ahead.
Okay, one of us will be able to occasionally say the word yell time check, and at that moment, Olivia will check her watch. She won't tell us what time it is, and Ken and I will try to guess the correct time within a minute. I mean, as close to it as we can.
Is it slipping?
Well, Olivia, it's a little. It's a
you
little.
Want me to get it?
Maybe another thing of tape or something, but and then we will both try to guess the time, and Olivia will make a note discreetly. She won't say who is closest. She will make a note about which one of us was closest to the correct time. Does that make any sense at all?
I wasn't even listening to you.
You know, I was saying it and I wasn't listening. That's how stupid and boring it was.
Yeah, you're tuned into the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Andy and I are in the dark. We're completely blindfolded.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
You can do more tape if you want, Olivia.
Do you hear a dial tone now?
No, I hear nothing now. Do you hear a dial tone?
Oh, man.
Do you hear a dial tone?
No.
Well, how are we going to put people...
Do you hear a dial tone now?
Yes, very loud.
Very loud?
It's quite loud. But, Ken, maybe you can hear the caller.
Maybe.
All right, Olivia, you're the best. Olivia is...
I'm just answering the phone.
You would be a great terrorist, Olivia, because you really know how to put people in a blindfold. Although, on the other hand, you're so simple and guileless that that would be a handicap to you as a terrorist.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
And the phone number here is 201...
What is it?
936... Wait.
No. What's the phone number?
201.
Yeah.
Well, this is the hardest part. I knew this would be the bump in the road.
Yeah, yeah.
201-936-9468.
No. 201-209.
Yeah, 209.
9368.
9368. So all you have to do is call and try to mess with our heads about how much time has elapsed. And Ken, this is interesting because you can't hear, you can't see... If someone's calling.
No, I just have to keep, I have to keep hitting.
Right. There's no audible ringer. You just have to keep seeing if anyone's calling.
Right.
What is it?
201-209-9368.
Hey, guess how I did in math on my SATs?
200?
I don't know. It's, I couldn't even remember the number.
Well, you get
of my score.
I think you get 200 for signing your name.
I got 160.
Okay.
I got most of my last name.
Hi,
right.
Zane in New York.
Hey,
Zane.
We got a call.
Zane, you could lie to us or not, but what time is it right now exactly?
I was going to say, I heard Andy didn't get the 10 o'clock, so I'll give him a hint. It's 6:25. That's a hint for you.
It is 6:25. Well, it can't be that late. I'm calling a time check right now. Olivia, make a mental note of the time.
Okay.
And say the word now whenever you want us to, whenever it's time to guess.
And yeah. Olivia, is Zane really going over the air?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah, I can hear him too.
Jeez, I can't hear him. Okay.
You can't hear him at all?
Way, way in the background. I have no idea why.
Well, maybe Olivia can be
is
your eyes.
No, it's okay. No, that would be cheating, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would. Yeah. Oh, good.
If I whispered, would Andy only hear me?
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, if you whispered, I think I have a little advantage.
All right. Can you hear me, Andy?
Yes, I can. Yes, whisper.
All right.
Yes.
It's actually
this
6:21,
is ridiculous.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay. Wait, did you hear that, Ken?
6:25.
Yeah, I heard the
okay,
whole thing.
I'm ready to. Oh, then you. Okay. Okay, Olivia, say now.
Now,
I'm ready with my guess.
Okay, what's your guess?
It can't be 6:20. I'm going to guess 6:16.
6:16. I'm going to say 6:24.
You think it's that long?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, geez, now I have to rethink.
Oh. Yeah, messing with your head, man.
You are. I wonder who won that one. And Olivia, we could go either over or under, but who's ever closer?
Don't let him take your mind.
So one of us won that round. Is that right, Olivia?
Yeah, I won.
Yes.
I won.
Okay.
I won't say who.
Okay, but just say if the person who won the round was bald.
Oh, my God.
No,
you know what's so weird, Olivia?
What?
Listen to this. This is really weird. Andy's going to think this is ridiculous, but I've been imagining you behind me the whole time, and it just occurred to me that you're over there.
Yeah. Hey, let's check the list of people who care about that.
Hold on. Is Zane still on the line?
I'm looking at the list.
Should I hang up now?
Ken, I don't even see your name on this list, Ken. No one cares.
No, I did. I'm not on that list.
No one cares. Hey, did I ever tell you? Hey, thanks, Zane. Thanks for calling. Love you, man. Hey, did I ever tell you this story? Olivia, you'll enjoy this. It's kind of a guileless little story.
Oh, no.
I was pulling into Penn Station like a couple years ago, and I stood up in my seat, and the guy in front of me in the aisle, he turned around, he looked at me, he looked down, and he said this to me. He said, "I have shoes just like that at home."
Yeah.
That's what he said to me.
Right.
Okay. Now, what possible response could anyone have to that?
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
You say cool.
No, the answer, I saw the list appear in my head of people that care. His name wasn't on it. My name wasn't on it. Why even go to the trouble saying that? He wasn't even wearing the same shoes as me. He had them at home. It was an honor system statement.
I would say he was on the spectrum.
Yeah, I would say he was on what they call the FMU spectrum. Must have been a big, big fan of the station.
I would have said cool.
Yeah.
They're nice shoes, aren't they?
I said something kind of like that.
What did you say?
I said, what? What?
You're not hearing dial tone, right?
No, somebody's calling maybe.
Yeah, I'm
hearing
a call.
Yeah, give the phone number away. I can't remember it. It's all those digits.
201-209.
Yeah, there's someone.
9368. Oh, there's someone.
I heard a voice.
Hey, what time is it?
The time is 6:24, but I want to know, how are your other senses heightened?
Well, it is interesting. Ken has almost completely lost his sense of humor. I can tell that.
What about his sense of smell?
No, he smells. Oh, I see. You mean how?
No!
Oh, I see. You mean how?
I got it. I can hear the calls now. Oh, yeah. I did it.
And the list.
We're
and,
so hard.
Okay.
This is a great show.
Oh, this is a classic. Yeah, you'll want to hear this at the Museum of Broadcasting. They're going to have a whole wing dedicated to this.
We love dysfunction.
Oh, that yeah. Well, we're learning to love it. Okay, Ken, do you want to call a time check?
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out.
Who's this? I can hear you now.
This is Tony.
Oh, hey, Tony. What time is it?
It is.
You can lie to us, Tony.
6:25. I'm not lying. 6:25.
6:25. Okay.
Oh, it's a girl that said 6:25. Now, okay.
Time check.
Time check. Okay, Olivia, mark the time.
Okay.
Not
yeah,
lying.
She's a liar. Wait, we have a guy yelling she's a liar.
Yeah,
the guy's the liar.
Hold on. Tony, it could be a girl's name or a guy's name. I don't know if
it's Tony with an I.
Oh, okay, that's a girl.
Yeah, Olivia, tell us when
now.
Okay.
Go ahead. You guess, Ken.
Okay, I'm going to say 627.
I'm going to say 622.
You should have listened to me.
Yeah, Tony knows, man. Tony is so good with time.
I should have taken into account.
Tony's not good with time.
I should have taken into account the guilelessness of her gender.
I'm really late for everything, but I was on time for you guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does. I love you, Tony.
I love you in a different way.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye bye.
When I said I love you, I was being sarcastic.
Did I hang up on her? I guess I did.
Okay.
I don't hear anything.
So we are blindfolded and we're trying to gauge what time it is, and we're inviting you to try to mess up Ken's head. Wait, I think we should go a little longer now between time checks, don't you think, Kenny?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're just checking to see if anyone's calling. That's the only way you can tell.
Yeah. And I'm pretty confused. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Do you know any blind people, Ken? Like people that are truly sightless?
Yes, I do. There's a whole bunch of FMU listeners who are sightless.
Okay.
Who I'm in touch with.
You mean literally in touch? Touch?
No.
I see what you mean.
Email with them.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my best friend is a station manager at a radio station that has some blind listeners.
Uh-huh. I'm also sight impaired myself, Andy. I have permanent double vision.
Do you?
Yes, from a tubing accident.
Tubing means inhaling some kind of substance?
No.
Some drug?
Riding behind a motorboat on an inner tube.
Okay, that was some years ago. That was 20 years ago?
Yeah, but I suffered permanent retinal damage, so I have permanent double vision.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
And wait, and how does that affect you? Like, give me an example. When you're watching a movie.
Well, horizontal objects like the horizon or unfortunately, type on a page, any kind of horizontal line, yeah. I see two of them, one above the other, but my brain just kind of ignores one of them. So it doesn't bother me most of the time. But at night, in dim light, and when I'm tired, it becomes very annoying.
I see. So is that why you ignore like every other person you meet?
Well, I have to because I have twice as many people as anybody else does. So I have to ignore.
Double vision. Wow.
I have to ignore half of them.
Wow. And can you tell?
You're on the air.
Hey, please hold for Kate.
Okay. Yeah. Kate.
It's Kate.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Do we know Kate?
I know Kate. Yeah.
We're living a dream. I'm glad I'm back in person. I'm not on Skype tonight.
I'm so thrilled. This makes me so happy.
It makes me happy too. Although I look forward all year to seeing Ken, and then the first show we do, we're both wearing blindfolds.
It's so ironic.
That's the irony of it.
I'm enjoying the irony. Thank you.
I'm experiencing the irony. It must be wonderful to enjoy the irony.
And I am vicariously.
I envy you that.
I'm supposed to tell you what time it is, yes?
Well, yes. Tell it. I know it's about 6:30. Is it before or after 6:30?
It's just a touch after. Just a touch.
I don't believe her.
I don't believe her.
6:31. There's $20 on this. She's saying 6:31.
Yeah.
Well, you can call a time check if you want, Ken, if you believe her.
No, that's okay.
You believe me.
I'm calling the time check.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Olivia, tell us when.
Now.
Okay, I'm going to believe her. I'm going to buy it. 6:31 is my guess.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm going to say 6:33.
Wow. You think that she's messing with you. But you know what's fun about this? Everyone listening at home can tell who's winning. Except if this is if they're listening in the archives or a podcast later in the week.
Correct.
And then they will know who's winning.
I'm calling from the future.
Oh, that's... Wait, is that possible? Oh, my little brain can't handle
it. It is possible.
I've been working on this through the entire pandemic, and I've mastered it. So.
Yes.
And this is what you're using your time travel for?
Well,
not to save Lincoln.
Projects,
hey, I could either save Lincoln or screw with Ken Friedman's head.
Just a little bit, just for fun. Just a little bit. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
I always want, I tried to write a sketch when I was at SNL about a guy who went back in time to save Lincoln, and he went running to Ford Theater to save Lincoln.
Yeah.
But then he got so involved in the play, so distracted, that he just completely forgot why he was there. And that sketch never made it on
the air. It never made it.
I don't think so.
You wrote a lot of sketches that never made
their way. That was my trademark.
Onto the show.
Yeah,
yes, I understand that was your trademark.
That was how you could tell it was a Breckman sketch, if you didn't see it.
Time travel is tricky. Thanks, you guys. Have fun tonight.
Bye, Kate.
Actually, that one, now that I'm thinking, that might have actually been shot. I have no idea. I don't remember. I can't remember 10 digits of a phone number. 10 seconds later, I certainly can't remember something I wrote.
I've got it down now, man.
Olivia, now, Olivia, you are our referee.
Yes.
And our designated referee. How do we look? Do we look as cool as we feel?
You guys look insane.
Hey, take a picture. Wait,
I took one.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
The phone number is...
Yeah, post it, baby.
The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Wait, let's see if I can do it now. 201-209-9368.
I got it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, my boyfriend's upset that you said you love me, but you can trust him. He'll tell you the time.
Okay, this is...
What time is it?
6:32.
He's saying 6:32.
Wait, that means you were wrong.
No, he's
3 minutes
lying.
Ago.
He's lying. It ain't 6:32.
You think it's after
but
that?
I'm not saying
the truth.
I'm not saying what I think, Andy.
I'm calling a time check right now.
Already?
Okay. Yes, I am. Okay. I believe this guy. This guy seems like a brother.
Okay.
Okay. Right now.
Okay. Right now, I'm going to say 6:32.
I'm going to say 6:34. And by the way, when Matt Fiveash comes into the studio in person, that's when this ends.
We remove then Olivia will declare a winner.
Well, thank you, Tony.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you, Tony, and Tony's boyfriend.
You don't want to miss the big dramatic finale to Ken and Andy go blindfolded. Hey, what can we do next week? Maybe we can lose our sense of smell or hearing. We can clog up our nostrils.
We could lose our sense of humor.
Yeah, we could try that.
Yep. Oh, no, we do that every week.
Oh, Ken. Oh, Ken.
Hey, you're on the air.
Ken, don't even try.
Hey, welcome back, Andy. Aaron in Minneapolis here.
It's Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Now, Aaron should...
show concept. But here, it's 5:26.
Oh.
But wait, hold on. But did Aaron record that a minute ago?
No.
Did Aaron type that in a minute ago?
Maybe.
So, Aaron, there might be a little lag time.
Aaron's in a different time zone is what he's trying to tell you.
Oh, 5:26. Oh, that's right.
So
I think he's trying to say 6:26. Yeah. But I believe...
Aaron's a trickster.
Maybe I didn't.
Aaron is such a trickster.
He is guileful.
He's a rascal.
He is.
He's not going to be telling us anything.
I'm calling a time check.
Okay. Again?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, because Aaron, thank you, Aaron, has screwed with Ken's head. He is inside Ken's head. Aaron has said 6:26. I'm very curious about what Ken will think right now.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, go ahead, Kenny.
I think it's 6:36.
I think it's 6.
Olivia, I promise I will do a radio roll show this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, Aaron.
That would be good.
We'd love to have you do Radio Row.
I'm going
to
say 6:34.
Ooh. And he's trailing behind me.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you're lost.
See,
you know what I'm doing.
Anyway, see you later.
See you, Aaron.
Here's what's hard about all this. It feels like we've been on the air for 3 hours.
It does. It really.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does feel weird. It really does.
Yeah. And, if only we were more interesting, time would have gone at a more normal pace.
But I have a trick, you know, and I think I'm going to win the contest because I've been doing a trick again in my head.
Go ahead. What is that trick?
Well, there's the new Fuzzy Glove theme,
as
sung by Matt Warwick, and I know that it's exactly 3 minutes long, and I'm just playing it over and over again in my head, and I'm counting how many times it plays.
Oh, that is diabolical. I have my own trick.
What is it?
I took a big, big, big swig of water just before airtime, and I have to pee now, so I know it's been 34 minutes.
Wow, it's like clockwork?
Yeah, that's how disciplined my body is.
Wow, you take a lot of Flomax, I guess.
I don't know that reference.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ack.
Ack.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
I do.
I mean, not tonight,
and
but
really
sometimes.
I can't believe I got through.
Yeah,
I can't believe you got through either. I had no idea you were calling. I'm just hitting buttons in the dark, and there you were.
Yeah, we're flying blind, literally.
Yay.
Now, what time is it, do you think?
Do I think? I think it is now, actually. I think Aaron was messing with you.
Oh, yeah. Heavy duty.
Go ahead. Well, okay.
Not heavy duty.
I want you to mess.
It's now only 3:30. Well, sorry.
Is this Pam? It's Pam.
Oh, yeah. So Pam, add 3 hours.
Add 3 hours.
No, subtract three. Subtract 3 hours, Pam.
Or whatever.
Subtract 3 hours?
Okay. Yeah.
It's 12:34,
Andy. I think she's lying. Pam, swear on your... I know you love your mom. Swear on your mom's eyes.
My mom's dead.
Well, she still has eyes.
Not no more.
I don't think so.
She can see about as well as I can right now. You and your mom and I have something in common right now.
I mean, sight-wise.
Mom
can see all from above.
Oh, that does give her an advantage. All right.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it is. 6:34.
You know, in the time you're talking, time is actually going backwards, and it's now 3:30.
Oh, now you're screwed.
No, wait, that would be forward.
Now you're in Kansas.
Well, 3:30 in California, but 12:30 in Hawaii, or maybe even before 12:30, 11:30 in
Hawaii. Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this, Pam. What time is it? Hey, wait. What time is it in New York? And just think about your mom up in heaven looking down on you right now. And she's hoping that
my mom loves me.
Yeah, she's hoping she raised a very honest young woman.
She loves me.
And she had a great sense of humor. She had a wonderful sense of humor.
But your mom taught you to be guileless.
But
and
she was a skeptic, and she believed in empowered women.
Okay, so what time?
Mom knew she couldn't control me.
But she loved you anyway.
My mom died during the pandemic.
I'm wondering if that word ever described me.
Guileless?
I think so, actually, yes.
I think it does.
At one point in my life, maybe not now.
It's actually a very sweet compliment if you think about it. It means someone that's not cynical.
It means they're a sucker.
Yeah. It means, and by
so
sucker.
Andy thinks that a woman is a sucker.
By sucker, Ken means we can hit him up on the marathon for one of them big pledges. Yeah, that's what you mean.
Exactly.
That is not what I mean.
Oh, my God, every year. Hey, Ken says, hey, give me that list of our guileless listeners that we can target.
Well, the guileless suckers list.
Yeah, guileless.
That's
we got to hit those guileless listeners up.
Well, the guileless suckers list is
for
very,
a big mouse pledge.
Very valuable.
Very...
Yeah.
It's a very valuable list.
Oh, that's the list. Exactly. Okay, so we're going to ask you again. Pam, what time is it?
That's no incentive, though, to give. You shouldn't say that.
Oh, I don't care. What the hell do I care? It's Ken's problem.
Time check.
Oh, screw you. Okay, time check. Okay, Olivia, say now.
Okay,
I'll be honest. I was lying before.
Yeah, it's 6:39.
Okay, I'm going to guess. No, it can't be 6:39. No. I'm going to guess 6:30. Wait, Pam, what time is it?
No, you can't. The time check has been called.
6:37. 6:37.
So you're just staying 2 minutes behind me every time now, Andy.
I don't know, but maybe I'm closer. It can't be that late. Can it?
Are you having that much fun, Andy?
So I'm providing nothing.
I'm not having fun, but I can see fun from where I'm standing. I'm that close to fun.
No, I've heard that if you wear a blindfold for like 12 hours and stay awake, you will start to actually see fun. It's amazing.
Well, we'll give that a
smell fun?
I think we'll be disproving that.
You start to smell fun after 36 hours.
That's not fun you're smelling, Ken.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's Scott.
Yeah.
Who was in here before us. Okay, thanks very much, Pam.
Thanks,
the best.
Thanks, Pam. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what's fun about this, Ken?
What?
Being in the studio, even if I'm blindfolded and handicapped.
What?
I can talk over people. I can cut them off. I can interrupt you.
I know.
I've missed it so much.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can be rude again.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
And the phone number here is...
What is it?
201.
That's right. And then?
209.
Yep.
9368.
You got it. You nailed it.
Sure.
Oh, man, Andy.
I'm not that stupid. I'm stupid.
This
but I'm
studio,
not that stupid.
The studio here was built by sighted people.
Yeah.
Arrogant, sighted members of the patriarchy built this studio.
Didn't even take us into consideration.
Not thinking about sight impaired people. Not thinking about blindfolded DJs. So I have no idea when people are calling. That's why.
Well,
I have
they must have known your policy about handicapped people.
Oh,
they must have known. You don't make any secret of it.
Do you think they knew?
Yeah, get that ramp out of here. What's that ramp doing?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back, guys.
Hey, thanks very much. It's great to be back. I think I can't see anything.
It's great to be here with Andy. Although I'm picturing
excellent.
I'm picturing Andy floating above me for some reason, even though he's over there to the left.
Maybe I am. How do you know I'm not?
I don't know you're not.
Maybe I've been working on my levitation all year. Okay, and what time is it, caller?
I'm about 3 minutes east of you nautically, right?
Yeah.
So let's put that at 6:43.
Oh, I have to do the math now. Is he saying it's 6:40?
Yeah. He's messing
no,
with
it can't
your
be,
brain.
No, it can't be 6:40.
Well, it depends. He's talking about nautical minutes and seconds.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying time check.
Okay, time check.
Time
okay.
check.
Oh, time check. You tell us when, Olivia.
Okay. Time. When?
6:41.
Huh, interesting.
That's your guess?
That's my guess, 6:41.
I'm going to say 6:44. 6:44.
I hope you're right, because that means this ordeal is almost over.
Well, we'll know when Matt Fiveash walks in.
We'll take off our masks and declare a winner.
Although if Matt Fiveash walks in very quietly, we might not even know.
He is quiet.
Yeah.
Unless he's wearing his high heels again. Then we'll hear him clickety-clack.
It'd be interesting to see if he wore the high heels all the way through the lockdown. I haven't seen him in
very interesting. Yeah, we haven't seen him.
14 months.
That would be my first question, too, Ken.
Yeah.
We still got it, don't we, Olivia?
You got it.
We still got it, right, Kenny?
Thank
we
you.
Haven't missed a step.
Thanks.
We haven't missed a beat. No.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller, whoever the hell you are.
I posted a picture on the playlist.
Oh, oh dear God. The picture of you and me and Ken blindfolded?
Yeah.
That's a keeper. Okay, you're checking to see if we have calls?
It's all I can do.
That's the saddest sound I've ever heard.
201-209-9368.
Every dial tone is a little stab in the heart.
Oh, but I'm just getting it down so good now.
Every dial tone's a little screw you. We're not calling.
Remember how terrible it was at the beginning when I was blasting the dial tone because I couldn't hear it?
I've worked very hard to forget the beginning of this show.
Yeah. 201-209-9368 is the phone number.
Ken and I are completely blindfolded. We're trying to guess how much time has elapsed, what time it is, and the winner will walk away with $20.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's 6:38.
No, 6:38. Wait, it can't be 6:38.
No, it's not 6:38.
Is there a
no,
woman there? A guileless right. woman?
I guess I lost.
Oh, he thinks he's guessing.
Okay, yeah, he's gone.
You want to call for a time check, Kenny?
No. I'm fine without a time check.
That means you think you're ahead.
Well, it means I'm playing that song over and over in my head. Andy, I need your glovin'.
And I'm trying to discern how much I have to pee.
To have fuzzy glovin'. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hey, darling. Oh, now hey. this is an interesting ethical dilemma.
Yeah.
Do I believe my wife?
Because I'm so guileless.
Yeah. But, honey, $20. I can cash that. I can stop at a bank. I can get that in nickels and just throw it all over the bed. We can roll around in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nickels.
What time?
Hey, no, wait. I think you should talk about I have shoes like that at home. That you say it as if it was the most asinine thing anybody's ever said to you.
Yeah.
But how many times have you told this story? And how many times is I have shoes like that at home a shortcut for this is not interesting or pertinent information?
That's true.
You actually use it all the time.
Right. When Beth says something that I can't respond to. My response to her is, I have shoes like that at home. That's our little shorthand, our loving little shorthand.
That's funny. You know what I do when I have no response?
What?
I make this noise.
Which would you rather hear, darling? Ken's little ha or my witty little retort? My Algonquin table.
That little moment has given you so much.
Yeah, you've...
I've died out on it.
Yeah, man, really, you've been riding that thing your whole life, Andy.
I should have said to the guy who said I was just like that at home, thank you.
I should have said thank you.
Thank you.
You should have paid him. You should have given him a couple of $100.
Well, I gave him...
I will be using this story for the rest of
I did give him $5. I did, because I had no other response. I just kind of panicked. Handed him money. Okay, hey, honey, before you go... Tell me, tell your loving husband, your partner in life, what time it is.
Time check.
Oh, time wait. Oh, you're oh,
too
you're,
late.
Oh, I can't. You
it's time
can't.
To go home, honey.
It's time to come home.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You can't say anything else because Ken called
the
time check.
Yeah, I called the time check.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So say goodbye to Bethy.
Bye, Beth.
Love you, honey. Okay. Wait. She didn't help me at all.
No. Strategy, my friend. Strategy.
Okay. Time check. You go first. You called it.
6:46.
No, it's not that late. 6:44.
Time is standing still for you.
It is.
Yeah.
What does that say about you and me? We're being as funny and entertaining as possible, and yet time is standing still.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Andy and I are blindfolded.
I'm trying to guess how much time has elapsed. God, don't we envy people that are just tuning in?
Yeah.
God, it must be wonderful.
Yeah, what it must be like.
Olivia, why don't you fill people in what they've missed, the highlights of what they might have missed if they're just tuning in.
You guys are blindfolded. You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
Yeah.
And you're trying to guess what time it is.
Who looks, less ridiculous than the other one?
Well.
That would be me. That would be Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I'm getting
Ken
a phone.
Ken probably looks better because I mess up with a tape on yours, Andy.
Yeah.
That's okay. I can't
Andy,
see
you
it.
You look like Hannibal Lecter. That's the word on the street. Hi, you're on the air.
The most misunderstood literary character in history.
Is this the Fuzzy Glove Hour?
It is. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
That hurts to hear.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling. You love the show. Hey, I have a question. I have a question for you. What time is it?
Hey, I sent you each a copy of my book, Parrot Street Memory Tree. Did you get it yet?
Oh, yes, I got that today. I'm going to give Andy the copy after the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sweet.
Don't forget. I can't wait to have my assistant read it.
A gentle reminder. You have to tell me what you think.
Email me or call the Fuzzy Glove Hour next week.
You know what? I'll tell you what I think right now. I think exactly what Ken thinks. I'm gonna agree completely with Ken.
I liked it, and thank you for the dedication that you put for WFMU at the beginning of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You gave me approval. That was super cool. Appreciate it, man.
Well, thank you. Hey, what time is it?
Parrot Street Memory Tree. It is 18:47.
Yeah. Okay. Time check.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your guess, Ken?
Stonehead.
6:47.
Yeah,
talk
exactly.
To you later.
Because, the guy that called to plug his book, and mentioned his book 8 times, really asking us to do him that favor, of course it's going to be
Well, you can't say the same. You cannot say the same time as I said.
You can go to hell. Of course he's not going to lie to you.
Look.
He wants a blurb.
Strategy.
He wants a blurb on the back of his damn book.
Strategy, my friend. You can't say 6:47.
Okay, just let me ask you this. Olivia, I think I need your permission. Every time Ken says strategy, my friend, can I take a swing in his direction?
Yes.
Thank you. Strategy, my friend. Oh, man, I'd love to play chess like that. Every move. Strategy, my friend. I'd love to go to Washington Square Park. You know those chess guys?
Oh, yeah.
The guys that learned in prison?
Yep.
Yeah, strategy, my friend. The most patronizing, stupid thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Strategy, my friend. I'm going to... That's more annoying than I have shoes like that at home.
Is it really?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you're checking to see if we're getting calls.
Yeah, 201-209-9368.
Every dial tone is a screw you, Andy and Ken. I've got better things to do with my life.
I don't think you even checked in on the last time check. You didn't.
That's what I was going to say. Does that not count?
No. I'll say 2 minutes earlier, 6:45.
Okay.
Shoot.
Thank you for saying shoot.
The guy that called to plug his book, of course, is credible.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the air.
He called from up your butt.
Hi.
Can't believe I got through.
Can't believe you got through either.
Yeah,
who's
can't
this?
Believe you got through.
Oh, my kid, it was brutal.
Okay,
trying to share this.
No, wait, you don't want to. You don't.
Put brutal on the phone.
Wait, you don't want to lie in front of your kids, so I can ask you, what time is it?
Lie.
What time is it? It's only 6:29, Andy.
6:29, Andy.
I don't buy that. That doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No. 39. No, I misspoke.
6:39.
You only got, what's that, 21 minutes left?
No, that must mean it's 6:49. Time check, 6:49.
That's your guess?
Yeah. This guy doesn't have the imagination to screw with every digit. The 9 must be right.
Ken, what's your guess?
6:50.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling,
brother. Thanks for calling. Be good to Brutal.
Be good to Brutal. That would be a great name.
Yeah. Like, Bam Bam.
Yeah. This is my daughter, Susie, and this is my son, Brutal.
How come I can't hang up on Brutal? There we go.
There you go.
All right. Oh, man, I got this down.
Wait, so you think we're in the home stretch?
I could do this with my eyes closed. Yeah, we are in the home stretch.
Okay, so you're checking to see if anyone's calling every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
How sad is that? That's like waiting for the cute boy in homeroom to call you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Remember Olivia? Remember middle school Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, is he going to call? I'll check to see if the phone's working. Remember how you always used to check to see if there was a dial tone?
No.
You were so anxious about him calling.
Who were you waiting for, Andy? Jesus. You sound like you speak from experience.
Well, I was waiting. It was a long shot. I was waiting for Joey Heatherton to call.
Okay.
I didn't know her. She didn't know me. I was waiting for Joey Heatherton to miss dial.
Right. Her name was Joey?
Her name was Joey.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was the coolest.
She was cool.
She was the epitome of womanhood. She was the most guileless creature ever to walk the planet.
She started off as a dancer, right? And then she became an actress and a singer. She actually had a couple of, semi-hits.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the coke addict.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
So now I understand why you're so fond of her.
Yeah, when she was desperate.
Right.
I thought I had a shot.
Hi, you're on the air.
She's still alive, you know.
Oh, I know.
It's not over yet.
Oh, I know.
It's not over yet.
You still got a shot.
I still got a shot. Look, God forbid. This is God forbid. Bethy's hit by a meteor. God forbid.
Yep.
God forbid. I'm saying it again.
Yeah.
Okay. I wait. You have to wait a few weeks, right?
Yep.
I go to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out on her street corner. She has to go shopping. She has to buy her Depends diapers at some point. I make my move.
I think she gets them delivered right now, Andy.
I can't be the first man to have Joey Heatherton, but I could be the last man to have Joey Heatherton. So that's my plan. It begins with the meteor.
Okay. You got it all planned out. Hi, you're on the air. What time is it?
It is 6:49.
Wait, I already guessed that. Oh, no, he's screwing with us.
Yeah.
All right, time check.
Okay, time check.
Okay.
6:53.
6:52.
Damn, I should have said 6:52. I should factor in that our listeners...
Well, I know that I don't hear the high heels yet, so we know that Matt Fiveash isn't here yet.
Yeah.
So
the telltale sign.
Yeah, I would think he would be here at around 5 of the hour.
Could he be in the record library?
Yeah, or he might be in here with us right now. He might have taken the heels off and be shuffling around in his socks.
He might.
Ah! I just heard something. See, us sightless people, we have extraordinary hearing.
Well, we've all read Daredevil, Man Without Fear. We all know how it works, Ken.
I've actually never read Daredevil.
You don't know Daredevil?
No.
He was blind, but no one knew he was blind.
Okay.
That's how strong his radar sense
was. Oh, I see. I used to watch Longstreet a lot.
Yeah, Longstreet, the blind detective.
Yeah, James Franciscus.
I guess all I know about being sightless is Mr. Magoo.
He
taught me everything I know.
Yeah. He wasn't completely blind.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he could make out shapes and light.
Yeah, it was a sad, sad, sad cartoon. It sure it sure was.
All right, we're moving on. Thanks, caller.
It's like a cartoon character having pancreatic cancer. It's just a sad cartoon.
That was a weird cartoon.
It truly, truly was. Yeah. Do you remember who did the voice of Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, Jim Backus.
Do you give up? The answer may surprise you.
It's Jim Backus.
Jim Backus.
From Gilligan's Island and also...
Do you remember any other credits Jim Backus had?
Yeah, he also recorded the song...
Gilligan's Island.
Delicious. Hi, you're on the air.
See, without my sense of sight, my timing is way off.
Welcome back to the station, Andy.
Thanks, brother.
Welcome back, Andy.
Thanks, brother.
I don't even know what the premise is.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. We're just asking. Well, we're blindfolded. We can't tell what time it is, but we're trying to guess based on our listeners' guidance.
Ah, well, so we're asking you what it's around 9:42.
Well, I think he means 6:42.
Yeah.
9:42.
And by 42, no. I think he means something else.
Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe he's giving us the correct answer backwards.
No, that doesn't work. I don't either. Think so.
No, nothing works. This guy's a waste of time.
No, it is 9:42.
I have shoes like that at home. That's the kind of time we're wasting.
Ha! Okay, bye.
Ken said, oh, it's so much fun to be with you. Oh, I missed this. Maybe we should eliminate all the shows we did the last year from the archive.
Why?
Because no. It wasn't this. We didn't have this repartee, this timing, the bantering.
Yeah, but we did good shows.
I don't think so. I can't remember one.
Oh, no. We did a whole bunch of good shows.
On Skype?
We did the car parade.
Oh, my God. Maybe. I'm gonna confess something to you now.
Yeah.
There was not a call I did on Skype over the last year that I wasn't multitasking.
Oh, I knew that.
You did?
That was obvious.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah. Could hear you multitasking.
Yeah, I've got to learn how to do that.
Hi, you're on the air.
More quietly. Oh, my
boy, it's pretty easy to get on this show. Huh?
Yeah.
It sure is. That's our trademark. That's our promise to our listeners.
It didn't even ring once, did it?
It's like a barbershop.
No, it didn't. It just went straight to you guys.
All right.
Yeah, it's like six chairs, no waiting. We have barbers just lined up waiting for you.
All right, well, this is Tony's boyfriend again. I'm going to tell you it's 6:58.
It can't be 6:58.
Can't be 6:58.
Time check.
It can't be.
Can't
time
be.
Check. Okay.
Not possible. Time check.
Say goodbye to this guy.
Okay, bye.
You ready?
Yeah, 6:55. Huh.
6:55. I'm going to say 6:54 because Matt Fiveash isn't here yet.
Wait, could we be like off by 10 minutes? Oh, I should have. Oh, okay. Wait, time check. I'm doing another time check.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 6:45.
Ooh, that's a big jump.
Yeah,
big,
it is.
Big
I think,
jump.
I think we're just off.
I'm going to say 6:54. Hi, you're on the air.
Now, Olivia, Olivia, don't tell us who's winning, but Ken, is it okay if I ask her this? Does one of us have a commanding lead? Or is it close?
It's close. It's close for sure.
Oh, God. That's even more painful. Then you better call some time checks, Ken, to try to win, if you can afford risking it.
Where is that Matt Fiveash? I think he's going to try to sneak in here.
Does he come in like clockwork? Is he always on time?
Well, he hasn't been here in over a year.
Well, maybe he forgot the address.
Yeah. Maybe he lost his key.
Maybe he lost his key. You know, Keith, for a while we had Keith Richards. You know, I have a little tiny place at 1/5 Avenue.
Yeah.
You know? And for a while, Keith Richards lived in the penthouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is like going back 20 years.
I didn't know that.
And the story was that when he was being interviewed by the co-op board.
Ah! Matt Fiveash just...
Oh, wait, is that the end of our thing?
No. So anyway, finish the Keith Richards story.
Anyway, the story is that when he was being interviewed at the co-op board there at 1/5 Avenue, they asked why did he want to live there? And his answer was, my wife thinks I could remember the address. Because it's just number one. All right, wait. So
time
that's
check.
The end.
Time check.
No. He walked in. That's the end of the. Okay. Oh, right. So it was that late. So all we're right. Removing our blindfolds.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's bright. Oh, wow.
It's later than we thought.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's oh, wow. It's close time. To 7. Hey, man. How are you?
Egad,
have you been vaccinated?
It's late.
Do I need a mask for Matt?
No.
Oh, excellent.
Matt's
we're good.
Fully vaxxed. You're fully vaxxed.
Oh, then we're good to go.
We're good to go.
Okay, Olivia. I'm afraid to ask. Who won?
You won.
I did.
No.
I'll take it. $20.
You won by one. So you had 6 right and Ken had 5 right.
Oh, fantastic. I had no idea. Ken is so authoritative that I just assumed he was on top of it.
And how come I can't hear a fucking glove out? There we go.
Fantastic.
Oh, congratulations on your win. That's okay. really disconcerting.
It is. Well, it's, you know, it was
wow.
So, but it was so disorienting. I truly do have more sympathy for
our handicapped
Matt 5S also walked in like 10 minutes ago.
I thought so. I thought really? So. I heard something when I screamed.
Oh, you were? Fantastic.
When I screamed, did I give out the legal ID? This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you. Thank Olivia.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
And
thank
Jeremiah.
You. Thank you, Olivia.
And
welcome back, Matt 5S.
Yeah, hey, how's it feel? Yeah, it's great to see you, man. All right, hey, I'll be here next week.
All right.
God willing. Thank you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Everybody fall in line. Shake your shimmy like I shake mine upstairs. Upstairs. Well, ain't good looking boys, but a nice upstairs. Well, I got a gal in long and tall. Sleeps in the kitchen with her head in the hall upstairs. Boys upstairs. Well, ain't good looking boys, but a nice upstairs. Come on, baby, let's have a little tea. Nobody, honey, but you and me upstairs. Upstairs. Well, ain't good looking boys, but a nice upstairs.
I'm so glad I know what's on your mind.